Welcome to the Keeping It Young radio program, conversations about marriage, family, and ministry life. I'm Dave.
And I'm Bethley.
And we are the Youngs. Join us for today's episode of Questions and Answers. And one thing I found this week, people are not aware of resources that are available. Somewhere along the way, I found this this website called defendyoungminds.com. Mm-hmm. And it's actually, we've recommended before here on the podcast for little ones, our younger children, the book, what's it called? Good Pictures, Bad Pictures?
Yes.
It's about helping our children navigate what would happen if they were to see pornography on the internet, that sort of thing. And the Defend Young Minds has a ton of resources along that kind of, you know, direction and all of that. And so this week they talked about digital parenting and shared custody. And they sent out an article that was subtitled Six Tips for Setting Boundaries with Your Ex. And if you need more advice about those, or you're just looking for some extra resources about helping your younger children, the Defend Young Minds, I've enjoyed very, very much. And this one today was really unique. It emphasized something that we've talked about a lot, communicating for co-parenting.
Right.
And it just talks about that. She just lays out some practical advice about how you talk to your ex-spouse and how you try to come to an agreement on what you're going to do. Okay. And so that's really good. She mentions that you even have to have conversations more so with children, mm-hmm, when an ex-spouse is involved, because they even give you questions you can ask and how to follow up on them. And one of the things I thought was interesting that was stated in the article, it is important that children have a say in what their lives look like and feel like after going through a divorce that they didn't choose. And it just shows another, the blended family we talked about in conflict resolution, there's just a ton more involved in it even than we realized.
Right.
So he talks about how to set clear boundaries, how to stick to your values, how to model and be consistent, and even how to find help if you need it. So just wanted to start here by recommending the defendyoungminds.com site. Might be a real help to you young parents.
Yes.
And so I had Bethley read this morning and look through it, and we both agreed that would be worth sharing with all of you.
Right. And on the heels of, well, I guess a couple episodes ago, we did one on conflict resolution in blended families. I think that would be an excellent resource, because I know that that's probably a burden on some parents' hearts, that when they go to the spouse's house, the ex-spouse's house, they don't have control over the technology that they use.
Yeah, and that's always a challenge. And it's one of those things, as you begin studying and counseling blended families, that many of us who don't have to deal with that just don't even realize all that goes into that.
Right.
And so that's a whole new level. All right, here's another question. Let's move on here and get a few more in here before we run out of time. What are some biblical principles that we have in relation to our family's entertainment and technology? Some biblical principles.
Biblical principles.
One we've always used is set no wicked thing before our eyes. So we're always careful to make sure. Mm-hmm. We're always careful about movies that have language.
Yes.
And one of the things that we do is that we rarely watch a movie without filtering it through VidAngel or ClearPlay.
Well, and even before we do that, we will look it up.
Absolutely.
There are, Focus on the Family has a website that you can look at. You can IMDb a movie.
The parent's guide.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We'll give you a parent's guide. So you can, and it will lay it out. What words are there? What scenes are there? And so we already know ahead of time, yes, this would be a good movie to watch. No, this would not be a good movie to watch. And then, of course, the streaming, the VidAngel, or the ClearPlay or TV Guardian. Those are all wonderful tools that protect your children.
Yeah, we need to remember Ephesians says that we're to redeem the time because the days are evil.
Right.
So we want to be careful how we are investing our time, that we're not exposing our children to evil.
Right.
And that's why we limit social media time, or even social media connections.
Right.
And our children have to be older before they can get social media.
True.
And they have to even prove that they're ready.
Yes.
Because that you are old enough doesn't mean you're ready, mm-hmm, and you may lose the privilege to have social media.
Right.
And so those are a few of the biblical principles. Any others come to mind?
Well, I was just thinking of Ephesians 4:29, where it says, let no corrupt communication proceed out of thy mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying. And sometimes, you know, of course, we want to protect our children from bad language. But sometimes even in this culture, the worldly philosophy of the bitterness and the anger and the sarcasm and, you know, a family that mm-hmm. doesn't really get along, that may be a movie or program that would not be healthy to bring into your child's life, where they think, oh, it's very normal for me to yes. backtalk my parents or things like that. And I would also say this is something you're constantly evaluating. I know in our home, there are times where we're just like, oh, this is good. We're on VidAngel. Everything's fine. It's filtering everything out. And then later, David and I will talk about it and say, you know what? There was a little bit of philosophy there that VidAngel doesn't filter out, that we need to be a little more careful of.
And one thing, moms and dads, I would highly recommend you be aware of is innuendo.
Yes.
And because sometimes our children do not quite understand what the innuendo is about, but a word can be used or a joke can be made. And in our generation, our kids will often, out of curiosity, feel an unrest in their spirit, may run to the internet to try to find something because mm-hmm. they don't really feel comfortable asking. And even sometimes in the moment, if our kids do ask us about an innuendo, it's a joking thing.
Yes.
And they can feel belittled. Because often we, right. at that point, we're being entertained, so we don't take it seriously.
And we're laughing about it.
And we don't handle it respectfully, so right. that makes the kid uneasy about asking us questions.
Yes.
So there's a lot that goes into that. Kind of a secondary question, it was not from the same person, but it was kind of went along with it. What are your views concerning children's entertainment, TV, video games, et cetera? I'm talking about for little ones.
Right.
We did unplug the TV when our kids were smaller.
Yes.
Just because we thought a steady diet of, you know, all the music that we didn't necessarily prefer, mm-hmm. philosophies we didn't necessarily prefer.
Right.
And we felt like that every research we did from those who were believers and those who were unbelievers, mm-hmm. The medical world, pediatricians, everybody gave cautions about too much screen time and how yes. it affected the brain negatively.
Yes.
So we pulled away from that. So mm-hmm. we greatly limited. We're not opposed to video games. We let the kids play them. But video games are something that cannot be played automatically. There always mm-hmm. had to be, may I play them?
Yes.
And there was always a time constraint on, yes, if you can, there's a time constraint. You right. may not play unless your chores are done, your homework is accomplished,
right.
and you have proven throughout the day that all is well.
Right.
The kids had a day of angst and right. frustrations, and there's been fussing and fighting. Then mm-hmm. the answer is absolutely not.
And I would say even like a movie night instead of defaulting to, oh goodness, we're all tired, so let's just turn on a movie because then we don't have to think. That can be the default. And yes, it can be family time, but if it's every night, then you're not really talking. You're not really having communication time or connect time. So make family night or a movie night an on-purpose night. We're all going to sit down together and we're going to do this together. And limiting screen time in that way, making sure that your children have time to read, have time to play games, have time to get outside. These are all very important maturity and growth tools in your children's lives.
And Beth and I always remind people of this, that we cannot expect our children to treat things differently than we do.
Right.
So that if we spend 2 hours vegging on Instagram,
yes.
then it's hard for us to demand that our children only spend 30 minutes playing a video game.
Right.
Because they will see that inconsistency.
Absolutely.
So we have to lead ourselves in these areas, and it's a never-ending issue.
Oh, it's so hard in today's world. It really is.
I remember when I was younger, we would go to a waiting room and read.
Yes.
Now we go to a waiting room and waste.
And we scroll.
We just scroll. And really, when the time's over, there are great values to social media. It's the way we keep up with folks who, you know, missionaries and family.
Yes.
There are great values to them.
Yes.
But most of what people look at, and what even sometimes we look at on mm-hmm. the Instagram world, the Facebook world, the Twitter world, if we did not have that in our life, we would be fine and maybe even happier.
Maybe.
And maybe even godlier, because it's so hard to, if you're scrolling through much of Instagram, you end up hearing just one bad word here and one bad word there, and it's just a continual battle.
Yes.
I think we have time for one more question.
All right.
All right. And this is one we've covered, but it's just, so throw out a few ideas, all right?
Okay.
Do you have any tips, this person said, on how to fight fair in a disagreement. Well, we've covered a lot of conflict resolution recently.
I was just about to say, maybe we should go back and listen to the episodes.
Here's a shameless plug.
Yes, from our conflict resolution.
But just throw out a couple there. What are a couple of tips? A couple, they tend to have disagreements. How can they fight fair?
Fighting fair, I would say, first of all, begins with marshaling your own emotions.
Absolutely.
So we often quote Proverbs 15:1, a soft answer turns away wrath, so lower your voice. Mm-hmm. Now that takes some reining in of emotion.
And for Christians, it takes the Spirit's leading.
It does.
Yes.
So rein it in, pull your voice down, and listen to the other person's point of view, not so that you can combat what they said, but so that you can understand what they said. Because you love them. This is not about we are in constant conflict and fighting. This is about we want to resolve this.
Absolutely.
So listen, lower your voice, ask questions so that you have clarity. And when you are giving your point of view, be very careful that you are not being accusatory. Well, you, instead of, this is how I feel. I don't think you meant it that way. What exactly did you mean?
And did y'all notice how that as she was answering that question, she was lowering her voice and speaking very precisely? She was practicing what she was saying. That's awesome. You've been listening to Keeping It Young, where we have conversations about marriage, family, and ministry life. Today's episode was about questions and answers. Next time, we begin a brand new series entitled Using Technology Wisely in Your Home. We look forward to sharing God's Word with you.
For more information or to hear more Keeping It Young, go to tilradio.org or keepingityoungpodcast.com. This has been a co-production with Keeping It Young and TIL Radio Network.